Welcome to another edition of the True North Country Comics Podcast, dedicated to promote Canadian comic book creators and supporters. I'm John Swinimer. On this episode, we finish up our report on the Toronto Comic Arts Festival in Japan 2017 by chatting with Chris Butcher. Chris is the co-founder of the Toronto Comic Arts Festival, and he's the consulting editor with Viz Media. During our chat, Chris talks about the background about the event and how the Canadian creators were received by the show's attendees. He also provides insight about the overseas partnerships with other countries and their own comic book creators. At this time, I encourage you to like this podcast on iTunes and definitely check out the TrueNorthCountryComics.com website. Like us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram so you can discover a lot more information about Canadian comic book creators and supporters. And now, here's my chat with Chris Butcher about TCAF in Japan 2017.
This is our fifth trip to Japan. We did it first in 2013. And it was a really good trip, I think, this year in terms of like being the busiest one we'd ever done. It had a gallery component. It had reading and presentations. It had like four exhibition opportunities. It was just like a lot going on this time. A lot of different opportunities for cartoonists, and probably our biggest trip as well.
Now, I know from TCAF that typically takes place that you have a lot of overseas artists and creators who come by. Would you say that this is sort of like an exchange program?
It's really one-sided if it is. We send a lot of people to Japan, but not so many people are coming back from there. So TCAF as an organization, Toronto Comic Arts Festival, has taken on the mantle of promoting Canadian comics on the whole abroad. So that means really we're interested in sort of, you know, one of the founding goals of TCAF was to sort of show the rest of the world, hey, there's lots of really great stuff happening in Toronto and in Canada in general. And we did that by promoting our cartoonists, but also inviting some of the world's greatest cartoonists to come to Toronto and see what we're doing. And we sort of realized, I don't know, maybe 10 years in, that we could take that a step further by going with Canadian cartoonists to, you know, locations abroad and promoting our work directly in that market with the end goals of, you know, general promotion of Canadian cartoonists, building careers for cartoonists overseas, and hopefully trying to get more Canadian comics translated into different languages and available to different markets around the world. So that's what this particular trip is like about. Japan is a closed market, more or less, and the popularity of non-Japanese or foreign or overseas comics is really pretty low compared to their sort of juggernaut domestic manga publishing industry. So we're kind of coming in at the ground floor here where, you know, there is a lot of interest in bande dessinée from France and Belgium and the Franco-Belgian tradition. There is a lot of interest in American superhero comics because of the success of the various American superhero films overseas. But we have an opportunity to sort of promote, you know, Canadian comics in all of their many forms. So sometimes that's, you know, art comics, like, you know, we've brought people like Maurice Villacoupe and Jesse Jacobs to Japan, and sometimes that is, you know, American or international superhero comics, like the kinds of stuff that Marcus is doing, Ramon is doing, you know what I mean? Like, it's just sort of all over the place in terms of, like, Canadian comics is really broad and really diverse, lots of different people doing lots of different things, and we're there to promote all of it.
So that's really cool. I was curious, did you get a sense of how the Japanese attendees at these various events, how they responded to the Canadian creators? Did you get a sense of how they felt about it?
Curiosity in general. We did a lot of different kinds of events. The very first event, and the one we've been doing every year since 2013, is called the International Comics Festival, or Kaigai Manga Festa. Has a couple different names depending on which language it's being translated from or into. And that one is a comics festival, a small comics festival, that takes place inside a much larger comics event for independently produced manga, which is called doujinshi in Japan. And it's called Comedia. And this doujinshi event is the rules are that you can only produce original content. So no parodies, no homages, no copyrighted characters, that sort of thing. And because of that, it tends to attract an audience that's interested in, you know, new kinds of comics, new ideas, very specific artists and artist-driven. And so Kaigai Manga Festa exists within that, the sort of most interested group of comics buyers in Japan, in terms of like a diversity of comics buying rather than, you know, only buying Japanese or foreign comics or familiar, sorry, Japanese comics. So because of that, the people that do the most sort of outre out there material in our groups tend to do the best at that show, because they, you know, it's the kind of comics that you're just not going to see anywhere else. You know, it's a sort of unique creators creating unique works. People that are working in stronger existing traditions like Franco-Belgian tradition or the American superhero tradition, you know, do fine. Their fans find them. But the people that are doing really personal or idiosyncratic or sort of weird work tend to do really well at that show. But then at the end of the trip, we did Tokyo Comic Con, and that is a big superhero show that is modeling itself, superhero media kind of event, modeling itself after North American Comic Expo, Comic Con type stuff. Lots of Star Wars, lots of movie stuff, a little bit of like Sentai, like Ultraman, anime, you know, yeah, that kind of stuff. So I know that Ramon and Marcus did really well there, Jim Zub did really well there. And like the more idiosyncratic stuff was like, you know, people were glad it was there, but it did not light the sales world on fire. But yeah, it's just it's the way it goes, and it was still, I think, really worthwhile to be there and to hand out postcards and to just, like, I mean, honestly, being Canadian, just half of the time reminding people that Canadians exist and create art is, like, half the battle, man. Just showing up, because we tend to get swallowed by the American market pretty easily on the international stage. And then talking to our counterparts in French Canada, they're, like, completely invisible because a lot of Quebecois cartoonists are working in the French industry now, and no one knows that they're Canadian or you know, Quebecois. Yeah. So they're kind of swallowed up by their industry. So just going and putting on a show and saying, hey, Canada's a thing, is kind of its own reward in a lot of ways. And for, you know, it's a working holiday for a lot of the cartoonists as well, who've always wanted to see Japan, but get to go and get to, like, treat this thing that might otherwise be a vacation as an investment in their own artistic careers. And I think that that's an interesting sort of way to look at it as well for the creators who are going.
That's pretty cool. I mean, I've always I was astounded by the fact that you guys were doing that, and it just fired off the imagination. I mean, Japan has its own unique culture, and being there and showcasing Canadian content, I think, would be a unique opportunity, that's for sure.
Oh yeah, no, it was it's something that I really think is important, and you know, we just keep investing our time and energy and my time and energy into it, and, you know, helping people book their tickets, and when we can, supporting some financial stuff. Like, we paid for all the exhibition space when we had to, so that we could pass it along for free to people who were exhibiting. So really, people just had to pay for, like, their way to Japan, and then the arts, you know, opportunities were at our cost, which is, I think, the best way to do that sort of thing. It certainly helps cartoonists that might not otherwise be able to afford to exhibit at shows or pay table fees, etc.
Do you have any other countries in mind, or is Japan the only one right now that you're focused on?
So Japan is the first one that we did in 2013, and like I said, it's been pretty one-sided. We're just sending people there. When we do get, when we're fortunate enough to have Japanese mangaka visit us, it's usually arranged through publishers directly, like North American publishers and Japanese publishers. So 2013, the reason we actually went to Kagaya Manga Fest for the first time is because I needed to be in Japan anyway to help arrange TCAP guests to get to come for TCAP the following May. And I was like, well, why don't we set up at this show since I'm going anyway, and we'll, like, invite a cartoonist and see if this travel situation is going to work out. And so it actually happened because we were already trying to work on bringing guests to Toronto. We do have great partnerships. We have had an every other year sort of partnership with the Lakes Festival in Kendal in England, where we've been sending cartoonists there and they've been sending cartoonists here. We have a developing partnership. We had an exchange with German Comics Festival called the Erlangen Comics Festival. It's pretty much the largest comics specific fest in Germany, in the south of Germany. And we organized an exchange where they came and set up a sort of pavilion of German cartoonists at TCAP this year, and we are bringing cartoonists to Germany next year in May, actually, after TCAP.
Well, that's really cool, because I remember being at the at your most recent event and did see the German pavilion. I was quite intrigued by it. And I think anytime you bring over foreign creators, it's a great opportunity to share ideas and share artistry. I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and it's something that people have been really excited to embrace for Canadian cartoonists. So, we actually sent our delegation to Stockholm, Sweden, just after TCAF this year as well, where we sent some creators from the prairies, I'm going to say the prairies, out there with some TCAF staff and exhibited their work there. And so it was just like, it's been a cool thing for us. Like, we've always been really, really interested in sort of making Canada's mark on the international cartooning scene. I think we've long and away had some of the best alternative and autobiographical cartoonists. And the market is developing, the art market. I don't know what I want to say here, but like the scene for sure is certainly developing in terms of the strength of the cartoonists, their growing profile within the industry. Canadian cartoonists, there's more of them. They're doing more high profile work. And the audience at home for comics is something that before even TCAF started, the Big Island had been heavily investing in building an audience for great comics. And then TCAF, picked up the torch as well, out of that work, and has just been trying to build an audience that's going to appreciate really good comics. So far so good. I guess when it comes to these exchanges, we kind of just assume that artists are grown-ups who have traveled places before. Because of that, we tend to get people that are more travel ready than not, which is really good. But it's something that we're going to continue to do. And we're looking for people that have exhibited at TCAF and are Canadian by whatever stretch of the imagination that takes. Permanent residents, landed immigrants, born here, whatever. We're excited about Canadians who have exhibited at TCAF coming with us abroad. And we do have, opportunities. We're looking for cartoonists that want to come with us to Germany. We're looking for cartoonists for Denmark and for the Colombian event and beyond. We'll probably do the Japanese trip again next year, and we've already had a lot of people. So, anyone who's exhibited at TCAF is a Canadian cartoonist, hit us up. Let us know if you're interested in traveling with us and if there's shows that you've always thought it would be important to do that, maybe aren't on our radar.
Thanks to Chris for the chat. You can find more about Chris on Twitter at comics212 and online at comics212.net. And you can discover more about Toronto Comic Arts Festival at www.torontocomics.com. And speaking of TCAF, you can mark your calendars for this year's event on May 12th to 13th in Toronto. Thanks to you for listening to the True North Country Comics podcast. I invite you to subscribe, like, and comment on the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at True North Comics, on Facebook at facebook.com/TrueNorthCountryComics, and on Instagram at instagram.com/TrueNorthCountryComics. And please send your feedback to TrueNorthCountryComics@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and come back soon for another episode. Bye for now.